Brewers squaring off with the Cardinals. Travis Shaw and the Brew Crew trying to take a series from the Cards for the first time since 2014. Third inning, 3-0 St. Louis. Two men on for Shaw facing Adam Wainwright.
And he shoots one down the line, a fair ball. And it's a two-run double for Travis Shaw as the Brewers are right back in it.
Swinging a bouncer, third base. It's a fair ball. Travis Shaw is going to come in and score. This game is tied 3-3.
Swinging and a fly ball hit to left. Get up. Get out of here. Gone for Keon Broxton.
Swinging a high towering drive deep left field. It is gone. First big league home run of the career for Jesus Aguilar.
And it's in the hands of the closer, Neftali Feliz.
Swing and a bouncer, hit to third, shouldn't do it. Shaw to second to VR, and this one is over.
The Brewers win at 5-4 and take a series from the Cardinals for the first time since April of 2014. They had gone 0-15-2 in their last 17 series. The Milwaukee bullpen goes 4 1/3 scoreless frames, capped by Neftali Feliz notching his 8th save. The Brewers win a series against the Cardinals for the first time since 2014. Keon Broxton, a big reason why, finishing with 4 hits, he spoke after the game.
I think everyone was just picking at swinging at good pitches. Wainwright's one of those guys that he'll get you thinking one thing and do the other. So I think we just stuck to a plan tonight and kept to it and trusted ourselves.
Keon, is this team a little better than, I don't know, you thought or maybe then expected?
I think for people looking at our team, I think people are starting to realize that we're a lot better than we thought, but I never once thought that we were less than what we are now. I think we actually have more room to improve, and I think that we're going to get better as the season goes on.
This is a place where this team struggled. They'll take 2 out of 3. What kind of confidence boost does that give you guys?
Oh, it's awesome, man. It's awesome for the team morale, and I think it's awesome for our confidence. And I think it's making a statement around the league, and we're not, you know, as bad as people think we are. And we're just going to stay focused and keep doing what we can.
What will this game do for you, Keon? It's obviously been a rough first few weeks, and you know, a huge game like this, all of a sudden your numbers just soar. What does that do for you?
I'm just going to stay focused, man, and try to take today over into tomorrow, into the next day, until every day after that, and just stay trusting in the process and the plan every day, and get myself prepared for everything that's thrown at me. So, just staying confident and keep working.
Jesus Aguilar with his first career home run. Manager Craig Counsell spoke about it afterwards.
It was a beautiful spot for it, and I'm just, everybody in there is so happy for him. It was probably the most excited I've seen our team this year. It was the most excited I've seen our team this year. He's been a good teammate to a lot of guys, and you're happy to see that happen for sure.
Is the excitement just that the guys know how hard his spot is playing every day and then all of a sudden not?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's, it's just, you know, he's been in AAA for 3 years, you know, trying to get his chance, has a great spring, you know, just the circumstance of everything that's kind of happened. He's also a very good teammate. And he's helped a lot of guys and does the right thing every day, and so guys are happy for those guys.
You were saying that how crazy baseball is. It looked like he could hit him at will in spring training, and now he's the last guy to hit one on your team. You know, position players.
But yeah, I mean, what a spot. It's yeah. But he, you know, if he waited till this spot, that's okay by me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's some pretty good relief work by Chase tonight.
No, we got the bullpen was outstanding tonight. Guys got big outs. I mean, there was both teams had kind of traffic the whole game, and but these guys, our guys did a nice job tonight. They did a really nice job. Every guy came in and had to get tough outs at some point. So. Did a good job. Neffy had a very good inning, really good inning.
What about the job your guys did against Wainwright too? That's been a tough matchup over the years.
Yeah, I mean, we swung the bats well tonight. I mean, we we hit some balls really hard, I was proud of how we downed 3 right away and came back next inning and tied it up and kind of made it a ball game. And you know, that the second inning we, you know, get thrown out of the plate on a nice throw from Piscotty. But so we'd kind of built some momentum. I felt like we were swinging the bats well against them, and we continued the third inning.
Keon now has 7 hits off of Wainwright, and obviously had a great night tonight. Yeah. I mean, for him to have that kind of success against a guy like Wainwright, what does that do for his confidence moving forward?
Well, I think, you know, I can't explain why he has so much success against Wainwright necessarily, but I think the swings tonight, you know, it was just a step forward to me for Keon, as like getting into that close to the right place. He was in the right place tonight, there's no question. They were opposite field, well-struck baseballs, and then when he got, you know, count in his favor, he did damage. So it was, you know, we've seen it from Keon, but tonight was, you know, he had an exceptional night tonight.
Up next, the Brewers are in Pittsburgh Friday. Jimmy Nelson on the hill.